Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. The former director of the Suicide Prevention Office says public sector cuts are brutal, but they should be seen as an opportunity for adaption and innovation. The Ministry of Health is cutting 134 jobs to meet Finance Minister Nicola Willis's demand for a 6.5% cut, with the Suicide Prevention Office being one of those losing staff and functions. Matthew Tukaki says the people being affected are not necessarily Wellington bureaucrats, but people with a mission.
The vast majority of staff under my watch were not based in Wellington. They're based around the country and exceptional, amazing people. And I'd also say that the people in the mental health and addictions area, more generally, whether they work for the Ministry of Health or work for community-based organisations, not-for-profits and NGOs, they get up every single day to ensure that they do what we all expect them to do in a tough environment, save people's lives.
Māori have higher suicide rates compared to non-Māori in Aotearoa, with Māori trending to be the highest for males and those living in more deprived areas. Labour MP Pēni Henare says the coalition is making a farce of democracy. He says New Zealand First and ACT are now the tail wagging the dog, exercising far too much power for the percentage of vote that they got in last year's election.
While I appreciate that's how coalition governments work, I'm pretty sure that's not how NDP was intended, whereby those who do receive only just over the 5% threshold are having the most power, and that's, I think, a farce in democracy.
Pēni Henare says New Zealand First leader Winston Peters' experience and cunning has given him a political edge. The National Centre for Tertiary Teaching Excellence, Ako Aotearoa, wants to acknowledge the unsung heroes of reo Māori education. With funding from the Ministry of Education, it has created a new award for the best tertiary teachers. Kaihauti Mātauranga Māori Joseph Te Rito says Tauira can directly nominate their kaiako.
I'm calling for people out there to nominate their best reo Māori teacher, the one who's impacted on them most, impacted on te reo Māori revitalisation, if they like, and to come to our website at ako.ac.nz to seek the nomination form.
Nominations close on April 16th, with the winner to be announced at a ceremony at Parliament in October. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!